Focus on flowers. I have been reading Louise Beebe Wilder's book, The Garden in Color. It still speaks to us, though it was published in 1937. She writes, "Spring comes to the garden with tentative, indecisive steps. A foot is advanced and then withdrawn." She writes about the leafless branches seen against the sky and says, "Leafless the branches may be, but every twig to the seeing eye is inspired with life. We do not need the language of leaves to know that the whole tree is tingling with vitality. Often the bark has subtly changed in hue. Often buds are suddenly in evidence, though tightly closed. The grass below has put off its drab winter coat and is slipping on a green one. And if we have planted snowdrops the autumn before, we have played a good part in the drama of the coming of spring." Miss Wilder writes eloquently about snowdrops, Galanthus nivalis, and the other early little bloomers like the yellow winter aconites, Aranthus hamalis, and the tiny blue scilla, Siberica. She said to be sure to plant them early each fall and close together, for they are sociable and like to mingle their roots below ground as they do their flowers above it. This is the time of year when we wait impatiently for these tiny flowers. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on spring's first steps.